We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kittle Coast to Coast.
Oh. Now, as he was getting home, Cliff, this bitch cat was walking up the driveway.
Frodo is bagging.
Kendall, I'm just a middle-aged Barbie-collecting man.
Well, Cliff, more power to you.
More power to me. Kendall, I bought an I Love Lucy Barbie, Vitamin to Vegemin. It's sitting right here looking at us.
You've been showing me for the past 2 hours.
Love it. She has on, just like you, when you performed in the Rye Show last week and you did that Richard Simmons tribute, she has on pantyhose.
Well, hey, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it.
If the shoe... And speaking of the shoes are fabulous, too. But... I just couldn't believe when I got it from... It was at the Witch's Market last week. There was one booth of old Hexed Barbies. And one of them was I Love Lucy. And I just thought, holy shit, I gotta buy
that.
I couldn't. And it just... I just love it. Look, she's got eyelashes. She has...
Look at her little curls. How did I do that?
That hat that she's got looks like... Because you're so enamored with this Barbie.
Yeah.
Kendall, I understand now like why Smithers... collects the Malibu Stacys on the Simpsons.
I think I said, I now know what it feels like to have a child.
I know what it feels like to have a child. No, that's when we gave birth to this show. December 2007.
And now it's a sniffy little adolescent.
Now it's a bitchy middle schooler. Oh, Kendall, but can you imagine if we had been a straight couple who had a child instead of a show in 2007, we would have a middle school kid.
Well, I hope we raised it well.
Instead, we have a show that's just taking on the world and kicking ass and taking names. Kendall, but no, I do understand Smithers now, but I'm not, like, moved to collect all Barbies, but... I really do want, well, there's the number one that I want is not a Barbie, but they have been from the 70s, the old Dolly Parton dolls.
Oh,
I really want one of them. Terry the Temp has one. And I looked on eBay, and they're not crazy expensive at all. Because I don't give a shit if it's in a box or anything.
Yeah.
I just want
it to need to be mint condition.
No, it just needs to still look kind of okay. But so it can go with my others. Because when I bought this Lucy last week in the Hex toy booth, the Witch's Market, I thought, am I Smithers now? Barbie collected man. And I thought, this is the first one. But then I had to think, no, it's not. It's technically the third one, because when I took her back to the hotel room and I set her up on my dresser, she made room right next to Cher and Rosie O'Donnell, and my Rosie, both Barbies, they're official Barbie people, and my Madonna Breathless Mahoney, who's not an official Barbie, but is almost the same scale, almost, not quite, but she's a little bit bigger, which is okay, because Madonna is a little bit... bigger than all of us. But I do want the Dolly, and I think that there was a Barbie that was like Mulder and Scully from the X-Files. Oh, and I love Scully. I'm a big Scully head. So if I could find that Scully, that would be cool too.
What kind is it?
I think it's a Barbie.
Oh, Barbie.
Yeah.
I thought you said a bobblehead.
No, I don't like the bobbleheads. I like the Barbies because of the craftsmanship.
Well, Cliff, you know... one thing that we always talk about, we're not like delving into this. We're not becoming Smithers from this. But the pop vinyls, you know, the little Funko Pops.
Yeah.
We've got the Hocus Pocus characters.
There are some I can't say no to.
Well, there's a problem of brewing because I had to get all the Little Shop ones, and I have all those. And
what are all the Little Shop of Horrors ones?
There's the plant in two versions, the little one and the big one. And there's Audrey, Seymour, and the dentist.
Okay.
And so I got all those. And then the other day, I broke down when I saw it online. I could not stop myself. The magic rabbit from the Presto little Pixar animation that's on one of the movies.
Okay.
And so it's like the little magician's assistant. And It came in like a magician's hat box. And I was like, "How they know me?" And they heard me on my phone. They're like, "We're sending him this, and he's going to buy this. We know it."
I know. Well, you should never have authorized that facial recognition stuff.
I know. I'm losing money left and right.
Now, whenever you look at your phone sideways, you order something.
I know. Well, you keep holding my phone up to me whenever you want something. You're like, "Can look at the phone."
Well, I keep trying to pull up my wish list on there. Not to go on for 9 more years about the Funko Pops, but yeah, we couldn't say no to the Hocus Pocus. I had to have the Golden Girls. Couldn't pass it up. This is the show now, just us talking about things we've bought.
This is the Funko Pop Collectors Podcast.
In 500 or 600 more shows, it'll just be us reading our receipts. But this is, what is this show really about? Well, not about doll collecting.
It's a show, we're in Paraguay, we haven't even mentioned it, in Concepcion.
We're in a cave!
I know, well, who would have thought that we were just sitting in a cave talking about Funko Pop? But we are.
We've been here for a couple hours now, so sort of the new of the cave has worn off on
the
us.
Caves of San Lazaro.
But we didn't spelunk very far. We spelunked like 8 feet below the mouth.
I would not call it spelunking.
I mean, we can still see the daylight right
there.
You
looked in to see if there was a vending machine.
Well, I thought maybe that, you know, why wouldn't you put a vending machine inside one of your most famous caves?
Makes sense to me.
But we can still see the light. We're very close to the end of the tunnel here. But we've been here for a few hours. Charles the contractor, he set up our booth and everything seems to be working okay. So.
And I don't know where he went, which makes me nervous.
He's gone. I saw him. He went off like 30 minutes ago with one of those, you know, hats with the light on it. And
oh, God.
Who knows?
Well, if there's any luck, he'll die.
Kendall, spread love. They're spelunking. Mr. Snodbottom, he's counting all the stalagmites and stalactites.
Oh, he's like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she's over there. She's trying to take some cool black and white photography kind of stuff because she wants to enter it in the Busheltown County Fair.
Well, and did you see what she's doing? She's like wrapping the stalactites and stalagmites with doilies.
Oh, because it's
like an
art.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
fancy.
She's
getting real fancy.
She's really angling for that blue ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
The blue ribbon. All right, Kendall, but even that's not what the show's about.
I just wanted to set it up, but we are talking about flowers.
Flowers, a show about flowers. What could be nicer
in a dark cave?
But our listeners are probably sitting in some sort of beautiful spring garden with flowers and shit all around.
Well, and if you're not, let us be the flowers of your life. Like, listen to us. Like, you just bring in some flowers and let that aroma drift into your nostrils.
Flowers everywhere.
We're blooming, Cliff. We're blooming.
Flowers everywhere.
And boy, have I got a lot to say about flowers.
I love the flower girl. Do you remember that song, Kendall?
No.
You really don't?
No.
I love the flower girl.
I would have missed that on Songs You Should Know.
It's just a big classic song.
The flower girl is a big classic song?
I love the flower girl. Well, I'll call it up for you, bitch. But
okay. Well, I believe you.
But I was just thinking earlier, on the way here in Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's rented car, right?
Uh-huh.
It had Sirius. It's not Sirius here. I don't know what it is. Hilarious. XM radio. We had on, and it was playing the hits of the old days, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was playing this great song that I don't know, that you probably also don't know. If you don't know I Love the Flower Girl, no way in hell you know this song. But it's a song I used to listen to when I was a kid. I had this little, again, these are receipts. This is what I had. This is what I bought. It was $8.99 plus tax. No, but there was a little set I had of cassette tapes that had oldies on them.
Uh-huh.
And it came in this cheap little plastic thing that looked like a jukebox.
Uh-huh.
And one of the songs that was on there was called Stranded in the Jungle. And it goes back and forth between this one guy who's like, I was stranded in the jungle and my plane got shot down. And then it's like, and then meanwhile, back in the States.
Like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great! Cooking booger! Let me out of here!
And meanwhile, back in the States...
And it's like his girlfriend was dating other guys, and it's baby, baby, sure. And so it goes back and forth between them.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard, I know.
No.
But the only reason I go in detail about that song is because it reminded me of another song. And it was another oldies song. I think it was on, I know I had it, it was on that set that looked, came in a jukebox. And this is how the chorus goes. It's a girl singing it. She says,
keep your mind on your driver, keep your hands on the wheel, keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and hugging with Fred.
And so it's called Seven Little Girls. But it was that's a great one. Look that up. But anyway, Kendra, I'm going to look up Do You Love the Flower Girl? Because I know our listeners are sitting on the edge of their seats. But you, please tell me something about a fucking flower while I do that.
Well, I can't wait, Cliff. I've got the biggest bomb to drop, first off.
Or tell me about some oldies you enjoy.
I'd rather talk about flowers.
I'd rather talk about flowers.
Flowers did not exist always. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, isn't it blowing your mind?
Who made them? Einstein.
They first appeared 140 million years ago. Before that, it was just ferns and cones bearing trees. That's it. Boring.
40 years ago, you said?
140 million years
ago. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, 40 years ago, the first plant came out.
I thought, you know, that's kind of weird for just, sorry, this is an ad playing.
Modern technology.
That is weird for flowers to only come out 40 years ago.
It was a big shock to me, too.
It was a shock. About as old as we are.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That just smacked me like a flower to the face.
Kendall, in 10 years, we'll be almost 50, just so you know.
You don't have to say it.
You've never heard this?
No.
It's for, you know, like, we've all been there. You're at a wedding, and you realize who you really love is the damn flower girl.
That's who you came to see.
That's who you came to see.
Oh, boys, isn't this case a remarkable miracle, boys?
Dear, he's inconsolably so excited. Oh,
I love it. I've counted 27 stalagmites and 42 stalactites, boys.
My goodness, I've done so many. I
marked them all down in my spelunking journal.
Oh, look, how many caves have you visited? Look at all those notes.
I've been keeping it for years, boy.
He loves that notebook.
Oh, I love it, girl.
Well, this has been fun to be in this cave.
It's much cooler in the cave than it was at the witch's market last week.
It's always like a constant 50 degrees to sit down here. And I'm like, this is like where I want to live all the time. Why haven't we tried to live in a cave before?
I would love living in a cave.
You're not allowed to live in this cave.
Oh, no. It's a public landmark.
Well, maybe we can find our own cave.
Maybe back in Busheltown, were there any caves?
Oh, I love that.
Let's if we go back to America, if this Rush tour should ever end, let's get a line on some caves for rent.
But only ones that you can install vending machines in.
And get Wi-Fi.
Dear, please.
Oh, no.
Look at these beautiful photographs I've been taking, dear. Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, my girl. I think your photographs and your art, it's going to set the Busheltown County Fair on its ear, girl. The blue ribbons are yours.
You don't think it's too over the top, do you?
I don't think so. I think it's just avant-garde enough.
I love it. I love it.
I think, you know, you and I, we could maybe have a joint art show when we go back.
Yes, Tim, maybe.
If there's room.
And
if we, in fact, ever return. But, oh dear, I've got to go back. I need to go. I think I dropped my bowel medication behind one of the stalagmites.
Oh, dear, we mustn't lose that. We must get over there to you quickly.
Oh, my bowels, they hurt.
Has anyone seen Crackpot?
Crackpot?
flowers
everywhere. Kendall, you'd never heard that song?
No.
I love the flowers.
Here, Cliff, have a big bowl of flowers.
Have a big bowl. Broccoli is actually a flower?
Yes, Cliff, have a bowl. Have a flower.
Now, I like broccoli if it's dipped in some of that old ranch dressing from last week.
Oh, that old Hidden Valley farm.
Oh, you know, I've had family members who they would eat their broccoli with peanut butter on it.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Oh, God, no.
Ugh.
That really just made me speechless. I don't know what to say.
Here's something that'll get you talking again.
Okay,
Kendall,
good.
Did you know the petals of a sunflower?
Ugh.
Are actually each single-petaled flowers. A sunflower...
What?
Yeah, a sunflower is actually a cluster of hundreds of flowers.
Well...
You don't have to take my word for it. Well, you can Google it for yourself.
Well, twist my nipples.
Twist my nipples, Cliff, and call me Sally.
Did you know, just like people, not all flowers smell good.
Oh, are you saying that because of me?
I'm saying it because of you. We've been through this.
Before I even came to the cave.
Cliff, I couldn't smell you in this booth if I tried. There's so much of Charles Funk everywhere.
Well, in his defense, he did pee in a bucket, but then as he was walking out, he accidentally tripped over the bucket and knocked it over.
Why don't you pee in the bucket outside of the booth? I'm not going into it. Never mind.
Let's give him that tip for next time.
Yeah, we need to get one of those corpse flowers. That's the smelliest flower in the world. I think it would really freshen this booth up.
Freshen it up. Act as an air freshener. Mm-hmm. Kendall, vanilla flowers. You ever heard of a vanilla flower?
I love vanilla.
Well, too bad, because they only open once for 2 to 3 hours, and they require hand pollination to produce a bean. So you have
sturdy.
To get up close and personal.
How do they exist in nature, then?
Nobody knows.
Weird.
Do you know what... Did we even say this is a show about flowers?
Yeah.
Did we preface this?
Yeah, we did.
Great.
We did.
Kendall...
I know we did, too. Okay,
Kendall,
good.
Now that you say that...
Good.
I vaguely remember it. But I want you to know that Maine's state flower... Do you have any idea?
Maine's state flower.
What would their state flower be?
Seagrass.
Kiss my ass. No. Kendall.
Tulip.
Do you know one thing I think listeners must love is the Dr. Seuss influence on the show, where I just can't stop rhyming. Kendall, no, Maine state flower is a pine cone.
That was close enough.
What did you say? Seagrass?
Well, it's just as odd as a pine cone.
Shove it up your ass.
Nobody's going to know that.
Just as odd. Nobody's going to know that. All right, that's my impression of you this week. What have
you
got for us?
Jackass. What do I got for you? What do I got for you, Cliff? Is it time for a segment?
I think so.
I think we're well into segment territory. You know what? I want to help somebody.
Oh.
Is it too early to help somebody?
Kendall, it's never too early. It's never too late.
I feel like I need to do something to help people.
It is always the perfect time to help somebody.
All right, good. I've got a letter here. There's a drawing that's I don't know why I should put
it. Oh,
is it
some sort of diagram?
All right, as I write this, dear Cliff and Kendall, first of all.
Oh, I'm glad it was at least addressed to us.
As I write this, I am shaking with frustration. My dear dad died a week ago.
Oh, no.
I put an obituary in the paper and online that requested in lieu of flowers to please donate to specific non-controversial charities.
Non-controversial.
Well, they're very specifically non-controversial.
That's good. Not abortions for trans people.
I'm sitting here surrounded by 9 plants and bouquets of flowers. I'm so upset each time another one arrives. Time. My house looks like a funeral parlor. I don't have the time to take them to the hospital, so I'm tossing them out. I would like to help cure cancer that claimed my dad. Each plant reminds me of a waste of money. Please remind people to respect the wishes of the family that's a grieving daughter in Busheltown. But what do you say to her?
I say... No.
No.
I will not remind people to respect the wishes of the family, because what if my wishes are different from
Amen.
The family? And you know what is a big waste of money? flowers. But you know what else you can do? Just toss them out and get the hell over it.
Yeah.
So, amen. That's the end of my prayer.
Helped them.
Kendall, here's another one for you. It's another one in the helped pile.
All right.
Kendall, this one I already opened silently while you were yapping away. Well, I steamed it over a teapot earlier, so I can't take all the credit. Kendall, this says this. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Good start.
Kendall and Cliff, my damn problem is I curse way too f***ing much.
Oh, shit.
I truly would like to stop my ass because I hate cursing. Kendall and Cliff, I'm 36 motherfucking years old, and I have three young motherfuckers. All under 10 years old. And I do lose my patience with my damn hell-ass kid sometimes. And that's when I use the worst of the words, you cocksuckers. Kendall and Cliff, I'm a good parent otherwise. And I love my little sons of bitches so much. But I need to quit my foul-ass fucking mouth from cussing. Please help, you two fat turds. And that is signed, Cursing Mom, like Tan Mom. This is Curse Mom.
All right. I
help the bitch.
I'm about to help her, Cliff. You just stand by and watch.
Kendall, will you help a bitch?
All right. Here's what you do. You learn French. All right? Then.
Oh, merde.
Then you just learn to cuss only in that language. So then you can get around all the loopholes.
And then.
Problem solved.
And then the only bad thing is when your children pick up French, inevitably, on the streets, as they all do. Yes.
Never
Yes, it happens every day, Kendall, in America and other countries.
Kids today.
They pick up French, and then suddenly they know what it means when you're dancing around singing, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
What's happening?
C'est what?
Children are barking.
Kendall, let's cry for the children later. I want to go over there and see. Look at how artfully those doilies are draped over that big chasm in the corner of the cave over
she's
there.
She's got an eye.
I want to go over there and get it. Give her a few tips on the lighting.
Oh, well,
she has an eye. I'm not saying I want to help her win the blue ribbon.
Oh, I'm going to take my own pictures over here.
Kendall, don't you challenge her for that ribbon.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Bored again. Interested in a new way to meet people? Just pick up the phone and call 1-809-544-CHAT. There's a party waiting for you. It's the Party Line. Talk with a new group of friends 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What are you waiting for? Call 1-809-544-CHAT.
The prophecy has been fulfilled. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Welcome back. The sun is starting to set a little bit, so Kendall is getting a little bit sleepy.
Well, it's been a long day, Cliff.
It has been a long day. It took us a long time to drive out to the caves. I have some pretzel snacks.
Ooh.
Do you like pretzels? Do you want any?
I like anything that's food. So it does fall into that category.
Here's my thing about pretzels, though. I can have pretzels around and not eat them. So, which makes me think they must not be very good. Because I can have a whole bag for weeks and weeks.
Well, have you tried sauces? Like mustard.
Mustard?
Yeah, if you dip a pretzel in mustard, it's like having a big, you know, like super pretzel with mustard on it.
Well, I mean, I would like those big, like, doughy ones.
Well, you just have to pretend that you're just really big, and this is a real soft, doughy pretzel.
Well, I mean, I dipped it in some hummus.
Hey, you're getting the idea.
But still. Here, take a few more.
All right. I'm going to be real loud.
Okay. Oh! That one almost rolled down to the cave.
I'm sure, like, some animal would eat it and kill it.
So. Oh, some blind albino animal from the bottom of the cave.
Cliff, do you know there's the one flower that has a lot in common with us?
The fat flower.
It's the largest flower in the world.
Oh.
It's the flower of the Puya Raimondi. And it's a flower stalk that's 35,000 feet tall and bears over 8,000 white flowers.
There's a stalk? That's not even possible. 35,000 feet tall?
Says right there.
The largest flower in the world is a flower. A stalk, 35,000. I mean, 35,000 feet, are there even buildings? Isn't that how high airplanes fly?
I don't know. It must be going up a mountain.
Oh, maybe so.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up, Kendall.
Give us a good another fact while I'm eating.
Well, let me tell you. I went this past weekend to the phone store here in Paraguay.
Uh-huh.
And, well, let me tell you first about Paraguay. We were in Concepcion downtown.
Uh-huh.
And I have a friend, a dear friend, who I haven't seen in a long while, who lives in Paraguay. And unfortunately, I, of course, lost his phone number, lost his email. So I just thought the best way... And I don't go on Facebook.
You just yell that out in the streets?
No. And I don't go on Facebook for religious reasons. And so I thought the best way would be to just go to the busy street corner. Because, you know, when Madonna went to New York, moved to New York City, she had $35 in her pocket. And she told the cab driver, take me to the center of where it all happens. And he dropped her off, Times Square. And so I thought, take me to the center of where it all happens. I'm going to see if I can find my old pal. And so I just stood on the street corner there, downtown Concepcion. I think it was First Avenue or something. And I was just screaming his name. And he never showed up. So I don't know if it was like he's out, if he was away for the weekend or what.
Probably.
But I just want to wish my Paraguayan friend well. Hope you're doing great. I'm so sorry we've missed you on this trip to Paraguay. But maybe... on our second round of the ride tour, we'll come back and we can set up something maybe for a ride speech.
If we pass this way.
If we can, Kendall. It's all a bunch of bureaucratic red tape. What are you telling me about this damn flower? I'm right. How right was I?
A little bit. I don't know where the mix-up came.
Let's see, who was right? On a scale of Cliff to Kendall, who was correct?
We're leaning toward Cliff.
How tall is
it? It can grow
in
altitudes.
Altitudes.
Really high. And it may grow up to 30 feet.
30 feet.
That's a few less than 35,000.
It's a little bit different. I can see where the confusion lies.
Charles has been playing on my computer.
Kendall, speaking of Russia, it's a faux pas in Russia to give your date a dozen flowers. You give an odd number of flowers on a happy occasion and an even number for condolences. So if you give your date a dozen roses, they're just going to smack you in the face with all those thorns and say, why is it such a sad time to be on a date with me?
I'd be happier with even numbers. That's just me.
That's just you, Kendall, your idiotic Western way of looking at things.
Well, damn.
Damn. Damn, damn, double damn. Oops, I lost all my notes again. What about this, Kendall? Oh, not about dressings. You want to hear any more about ranch dressing from last week? Any deleted scenes?
We'll save that for another episode.
Okay. Kendall, there is... Oh, my. There is a tree which produces white flowers, which are infamous for smelling exactly like semen.
Whoa.
It is. Oh, this reminds me of you, Kendall. Speaking of large flowers, there's the largest tropical flower in the world. It can weigh up to 200 pounds, and that's not the part that reminds me of you. that reminds me of a slim you. It is named... Oh, I know. We could give our damn left nuts to be 200 pounds. Kendall, this flower is named Amorphophallus titanium, meaning huge deformed penis.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. That is, of course... what Susan said.
Whoa.
And whoa.
I wish.
I wish. We all wish a little bit. Kendall, when you wish upon a star.
Makes no difference how fat you are.
Kendall, did I tell you I went to get a new phone? Did
you
I
did.
Start that story?
I don't know if you finished it.
What the hell did I talk about after that?
Flowers.
I want to complain. Complaint. Here we go.
Well, hold on, listeners. We got something new coming up. It's called a complaint.
Do you know this, Kendall? When you get a new phone these days, if for some reason I couldn't swap over my code to get in, my password code,
you
my passcode.
You had to put it in again? You had to set it up?
I had to set up a new one, and it had to be 6 numbers.
You can change that.
No, she said it had to be 6.
She lied.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I'm afraid you're going to mess up everything, Kendall, so I don't know if I can let you do it or not. But
it's happened before.
Oh, my God. Well... we'll talk later, but I'll take my answer to that off the air.
Okay.
But
here's what happened, because I was there, and she said, and I thought, okay, my old code, I can tell you now, because it was Rosie O'Donnell's birthday, which is 0321, mm-hmm. March 21st. But then suddenly the woman's like, okay, punch in a 6-digit code. And then I was like, well, what the fuck 6 digits am I supposed to do? And so I guess I could have just looked up the year of Rosie's birth. That didn't occur to me. Then I only thing I thought of was 6 digits, I thought, oh my God, you're supposed to like what use your damn zip code from home. And I forgot what it was in Busheltown, so I didn't use it. So I looked up. I knew Madonna's birthday day, mm-hmm. but I had to look up and double check the year. But so now it's Madonna's entire birthday, and I have to go 08/16/58 to get in. Can you believe this?
Well. You should change.
Can you believe it?
You can change it, or you just put that thumbprint in. I know you're too afraid to do it.
I'm afraid, Kendall. What if they take my thumbprint?
Charles would chop your thumb off to get into that phone.
Kendall, if only that were all the things I'd tell you about the phone, but it's not.
Well, wait, there's more.
Oh, the only other thing about the phone was, because this is my new phone, luckily it has slightly more storage, so it doesn't tell me every 8 seconds that my storage is almost full.
That's a good upgrade. Whoa.
It is an upgrade. It's wonderful. And there's a fun game. There's a Harry Potter game that I downloaded.
Oh, really?
And it's like you're a student at Hogwarts.
Uh-huh.
And you go, and it's like, okay, now you need to go to charms class and learn how to do, Wingardium Leviosa.
Fun.
It is fun. And the most fun thing about it is, of course, you get to choose what you look like and everything. But you can choose your name. Yeah, it probably won't let you be a... Dursley, like us. But you choose your name, and so, of course, I put in Jake Gyllenhaal. And so it's really fun, because it's like Snape will come over and say, Gyllenhaal, you couldn't brew a potion if your life depended on it. And all this different stuff. And people are like, is this about the Jake Gyllenhaal situation? It adds so much fun to every day, everybody. I encourage you to do that.
What's it called?
I don't know. I just looked up Harry Potter game.
Okay. Expecto
Patronum.
Google it.
Just look it up in the App Store. Kendall, I don't have time for all this shit.
We're out of time.
Oh boy. Oh my. Oh, my light and my helmet has burned out, boys. Do you have any extra batteries in here in the booth?
Well, there might be some over there under that whatever that is growing over there.
I wouldn't look under that.
Dear, I'm not touching that, dear.
Oh no, I don't know what that thing is or who bought it or who keeps feeding it, boys.
Oh, Kendall, what about your portable microwave, dear? Doesn't that carry batteries as well?
Oh, yes. I know both of you have several battery-operated devices, boys.
Well, what?
Here
what,
in the booth.
Hold on.
I have this one little speaker for when I want to play Kendall songs that he's never heard.
Here, there you go. There's the battery on a clip speaker.
Here you go. Have you heard the song
Thank you, dear.
Flowers in Your Hair? flowers everywhere.
Oh, I love the flower girl, dear.
Oh, oh yeah.
Wonderful,
wonderful
song.
Wonderful old
song. Knows that
song. Everyone, I recall
everyone.
Dancing with Mrs. Butter 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 Turn to that very song only yesterday.
Remember, we were dancing that song for you, Kendall.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
we were rehearsing,
I don't remember that at all.
Showing you some moves.
I think I was asleep.
Oh, Kendall, you...
Not because I didn't like the dancing, but I had a long day.
Kendall has just been kind of mentally asleep for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it doesn't show.
Oh, it doesn't. Not at all, boys.
Well, thank you for saying so.
All right. Well, now that we've got batteries... Oh, here we go.
Oh,
I can't wait to go
see.
Oh, I want to see what's lurking down in this cave, dear.
Dear, be careful.
Oh, there they go. Look, he is having so much fun.
Oh,
I've never seen him move so fast.
They're all, like, rigged up to that pulley thing, and...
Sorry. I'm glad I held on to that until they got out of here.
Well, we all are.
Cliff, do you want to hear something stupid?
Stupid? We already did the other segment.
Which one?
The other one that we did.
Dear Clinton. Oh, we didn't take a break, did we?
Did we? We did. We did take a break.
We did take a break.
We did take a break, but we didn't do a segment.
Okay, time for a segment.
The other one. What's the other one? Songs.
You should know.
You should know.
Oh, time. Who could forget?
Well, who indeed? Go ahead, Kendall.
All right.
Start us off.
I smoke my mind the night before. Cigarettes and the songs that I've been picking. But I lit my fist first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking.
Is this, Sunday morning and Lord, I wish I was stoned?
Yes.
Oh.
Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday morning coming down,
yeah.
And I wish to God I was stoned. Kendall, here we go. Speaking of wishes, if wishes were fishes.
Uh-huh.
If hips and butts were fishes and nuts. Kendall, here we go. When I was young, I never needed anyone, and making love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Is that a little Thomas classic, Those Days Are Gone?
No, living alone. I think of all the friends I've known. You don't know it?
No.
But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home all by myself.
I wouldn't know those words, though.
Don't wanna be all by myself.
Usually it starts right at that part. In the movies.
In the movie.
Yep.
Kendall, this ain't no movie. This is real life.
Well, somebody should have told me. Cliff, I got
another
for you.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. Kendall's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
That hurts.
Sorry, I went from hosting to roasting.
You always do.
It's getting hot up in this roast.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
How many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now, the only thing that keeps me hanging on when I feel my strength, oh, it's almost gone.
I'm all out of strength.
You can't hurry love. No, you'll just have to wait, wait, wait.
I'm just saying, the pitch could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is it you? Redeem fine. Yourself.
All right. God, now I gotta remember how this goes. This looks like gibberish. It looks like I'm reading hieroglyphics.
Look it up and just play it.
All right.
You can't hurry this show. No, you just have to wait. This show don't come easy.
Am I playing it?
Cliff and Kendall need to lose some weight. Yes, just play it. I never would have gotten Beast of Burden, I don't think.
Well, Bette Midler sang it.
I know, and if you pulled her version up, I might have got it.
Well, that was her verse.
Shut up.
Kendall,
here's another one that all the listeners are going to know.
Okay.
They're screaming it already. Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pies. And we walked off to look for
the pies.
Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've gone to look for...
Oh, this is John Denver, isn't it?
Toss me a cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine. And the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping.
Open field? I don't know that song.
And I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. They've all come to look for America. We've been gone away from it so long. You're like, what the f- country are you even talking about? This is just a wake-up call to you and everybody else that you need to reacquaint yourself.
Well, I don't have time to listen to music. I'm listening to podcasts.
Well, maybe...
Bits of humanity.
Reevaluate your life.
I should reevaluate.
Do you have any more?
That's all I got.
Was that 90-minute version? Not enough. Not enough.
I can't help it. That's all the songs you should know, because I don't know any of them.
Kendall, we're sorry. We're praying for you. You're on our list.
Can I just get, like, a honorary participation award?
Can't you get a list? Can't you have some sort of handicap going in? 4 points just to start off
well,
with?
Well, how about we try something that I am good at?
where's the buffet line?
Time for some stupid questions.
Oh,
oh my god. Stupid questions. That's what I'm good at. But have I got some stupid ones for you?
I don't know.
You
do ready? You?
I had some stupid answers. Let's try some stupid questions.
I was walking down in the cave and a bat flew in my hair.
Oh, it was terrifying. Oh, dear, it was terrifying.
I was afraid it was going to lay a nest. Are you sure, dear? There's not a nest for a bat in my hair.
Dude, there's no bat nest in your hair.
No, it looks empty to me.
Completely empty.
What do you think, Kendall?
I don't see anything. I was about to do some stupid questions, though.
Well, why don't you just hang? Y'all just hang out in here.
I don't care. I don't know what stupid questions. You know how much I don't like the... Anyway, okay.
Oh, no, you know, we prefer intelligent questions. Kendall Bauer, why don't you come up with some intelligent questions for us all?
Well, because that'd be a different podcast.
Yeah, let's just go with what we've got.
Here we go.
All right.
What song lyric would you change if you could?
Would I change if I could?
Like, I just don't like that one.
I would change... Born This Way to Born This Fat.
There you go.
Well, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Train, what would you change?
Oh, dear, let's see.
Oh, you know what I would do, dear? I would make every song about the Lord Christ, the newborn king.
That is a wonderful idea.
You know, what is that song by the Rolling Stones? Sympathy for something or another. I would make it Sympathy for Christ, the newborn king.
Or for our Lord, dear.
Oh, Sympathy for the Lord. Exactly. No one ever thinks about all of the things the Lord goes through.
All right, well, I'm sure he goes through a lot.
I'm sure we've all been through a lot.
We've been through a lot in this episode alone.
Alone.
If you could replace one thing in your life with something else, what would it be?
I would...
Don't say me.
Place. Close, but no cigar. I would replace all my fat with skinniness.
No.
Well,
I wouldn't go that far, boys. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of healthy extra weight there, boys.
Thank you, Mr. Snowball. All right, if you could trade lives with anyone in the world and still have a podcast with me, who would it be?
I don't know. Miss Potter Butter Butter Train, who would you go with first?
Yeah, I would say Elizabeth Taylor, but it's a little late for that. Maybe earlier in her career.
Yeah.
Maybe Martha Stewart, dear. Wonderful thing.
That's people would barely notice if y'all swap places.
Oh, I'd love it. Watch your show all the time.
We would definitely watch all the time.
All right, one last question.
What is your long, long road?
Favorite office supply.
My favorite office supply.
Very important to me.
Oh God. Tape to tape up my Jake Gyllenhaal pictures wherever I go.
Good job.
What is yours? Very important to you. What's yours?
Whiteout.
Why?
Because you make a lot of mistakes.
And you're a white supremacist.
You just took that to a different place.
Just took it to a different place.
Oh, my goodness, now please let's not fight.
Oh, no fighting, boys.
We're in a cave.
And we're in a beautiful cave. One of God's closets, boys.
Yeah, there's some
beautiful miracle around every corner.
Like there's beautiful flowers growing just down the way.
Oh, we cried when we saw them, boys.
We were talking about flowers.
We were so moved.
But only 35,000 feet tall.
They were, yeah.
That's
the only thing that's going to get Kendall to talk about them.
You know.
If they're taller than all the planes fly. So, this is, I don't know, are we ready to just hang out in the cave? We spend the night here? What are we doing?
I'd like to go do a little spelunking.
Like deep further?
Well,
way down?
Like just a little bit, yeah.
Like further, where they saw the flowers?
Yeah, let's just go in a little bit.
Okay, yeah, we'll go in a little bit further.
All right. Plus I want to go in and yell my voice and see if it echoes. Science,
Kendall, I'm going to bubble urology.
Please don't talk about urology on the air.
Now, wait, look, I got a beautiful quote for us to wrap this episode up. You're going to love it, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Butter, you are going to love it.
All right, bye.
And Mr. Snowbottom, I swear you're going to love it. Love is the answer, and you know that for sure. Love is a flower, you've got to let it grow. That was John Lennon. That was a beautiful quote, dear.
Very nice. Reminded me of the flowers we've only just recently seen.
Oh, you're right, dear. We need to go see them right away.
Yes, let's go see. I'm going to look at them and perhaps we can give them some water.
I want to see if there's a vending machine further into.
A vending? Well, maybe, Kendall, you got some change there in your pocket.
Got plenty of it.
Oh, well, before we go, I want to tell you, last week I was watching a lot of Netflix. I think they've lowered the episode count between when they ask you if you're still watching, because it just kept asking me over and over and over again, and then every 20 episodes, I came up with a new joke nobody's ever thought of before. I thought, well, if you're sick, what you do is you Netflix and have the chills. So that's it for tonight. We're going to end on that high note, and I'm Cliff,
and I'm Kendall.
All right, let's go to the cave.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
I'm just saying. Nobody knows.
Well.